This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. In this hour, we're going to be following four notes. A particular sequence of four musical notes will be leading us through human history, through musical history, across supposed borders of style and genre. And these four notes are going to be revealed as sort of essential musical DNA that shows how all these different songs, all these different pieces of music, all these different points in history are actually related and connected. You're going to be able to listen beyond yourself and your own experiences, and you're going to be able to hear what ties all these different kinds of music together, and in a sense, what ties us together through music as well. I'm going to offer you examples of the world's most used musical sequence. Is it really that? I'm not absolutely sure, but you're going to hear a lot of evidence supporting that theory. You'll hear how the same sequence of four notes underlies music by Beethoven, David Bowie, Green Day, Mozart, NSYNC, Pete Seeger, Michael Jackson, Ray Charles, The Ventures, The Beatles, Bob Dylan, The Supremes, Moondog, and Rihanna, and many others. What is the world's most used musical sequence? I think it's the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord. What's that? Well, we're listening to an example of it in the background. It's music by Heinrich Ignaz Franz von Biber, a Baroque composer flourished in the latter part of the 1600s, and this is his Passacaglia in G minor. A Passacaglia is a piece of music that's built on a simple underlying structure that keeps repeating. And what's repeating here is the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord. It's also known as the Andalusian cadence. It's going la, 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 la. It's really just sort of a scrap of music, isn't it? Well, no. That little scrap has been used as the substance of hundreds, thousands of compositions, probably over a period of thousands of years. The examples I have for you tonight range from the 1500s to the 21st century, nearly 60 pieces of music. And if you listen, you're going to hear that same sequence of notes in every one of these pieces. La, 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 la. It might be in a different key or rhythm, but it's always four notes in that relationship. Let's start listening, and I think you'll be able to hear what I'm talking about.
What good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? Now it ain't the melody and it ain't the music. There's something else that makes this tune complete. Yes, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing.
Sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. Thank you.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Here on Spinning on Air, we're listening to a wide variety of music that all has a certain musical DNA in common. A sequence of four notes that's generally appearing in the accompaniment. It's the underlying musical structure or chord progression. All sorts of melodies have been built on this progression, and it shows up throughout history in many different styles of music. The sequence is la, 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 la.
I was saying let me out of here before I was even born. It's such a gamble when you get a face. It's fascinating to observe what the mirror does, but when I dine it for the wall and I've set a place, I belong to the blank generation, and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
I'm so carefree, with a joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul.
Must my love you do me? if man is still alive. If woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45,
hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road.
Don't
you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back.
Oh,
na,
baby,
na,
please,
na, na. Have you ever heard of the collective unconscious? It's a term that the psychologist Carl Jung created for forms and archetypes that we inherit rather than learn from experience. I've always been sort of skeptical of the idea of the collective unconscious. But as I listen to these examples of a musical theme sequence that shows up in so many different types of music throughout human history, I'm beginning to think that maybe this is evidence of the collective unconscious. And by this, I mean the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord. That's a technical term for this musical sequence. Another term for it is the Andalusian cadence. What that technical phrase means is that we're dealing with a diatonic Phrygian scale. It's a very particular kind of scale, meaning a certain relationship of intervals, which can be transposed to any key, meaning you can start the sequence of intervals on any note, and the relationships of intervals stay the same, even though the starting note and ending note would be different. A tetrachord is a chord consisting of four notes. It's an idea that goes way back to the ancient Greeks, apparently. You can sort of picture those four-string lyres that you see in Greek art and imagine those strings each tuned to a different note. Sometimes they would choose the tuning of the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord. I think it's entirely possible that Homer's Iliad and Odyssey were recited to the accompaniment of four notes. So this sequence of notes and the way it kind of leads in a circle around to repetition has probably been part of music for thousands of years. It really does seem to be in our collective unconscious. In fact, I remember composing it when I was a kid. I remember noodling around on the piano and discovering that sequence. It just sounded good to me. Was I subconsciously remembering having heard it in other music? Was I subconsciously tapping into the collective unconscious? I don't know. But my impression at that moment, I can remember, was that I created this thing. I found this sequence. And I bet that all of the composers we're hearing from tonight went through something of a similar process. I doubt that any of these pieces were written by someone who thought, oh, I'm going to steal that chord progression or that musical sequence that I enjoyed in some other piece. I think it's something that musicians keep discovering all the time. And probably some of the musicians whose music I'm playing tonight would be surprised to hear how common this musical sequence really is. I don't mean to say it's commonplace. It's got a special magic to it. You can build music on this sequence that has all sorts of different moods and feelings. It can be mournful or joyful, delicate or kind of badass. It's a sequence that has a mysterious power. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland, and in the course of this hour, we're listening to over 50 excerpts from pieces that all use this common musical DNA. You heard in that set even the song Greensleeves, and who knows how old that song is. Dates back to the 1500s in terms of documented publishing of music, but it probably goes back way beyond that. I bet you recognized at least a few of those songs. And I am going to provide a full playlist for tonight's program on the page for the show at our website, wnyc.org. So please go there to get all the details. But here's a quick rundown of the artists we heard from. Louis Armstrong, Manitas de Plata, The Beach Boys, Del Shannon, Benny Goodman, Tennessee Ernie Ford, King Crimson, Paul Simon, Simon and Garfunkel, Moondog, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Nina Simone, Meredith Monk, U2, The Four Tops, Rihanna, Zager and Evans, and Ray Charles. Still to come, Beethoven, the Beatles, and other surprises as we continue to trace the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord on Spinning on Air. This is 93.9 FM WNYC and WNYC.org. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. In this edition of the program, I'm offering you the chance to listen beyond the self-referential pleasures and concerns that usually shape our experience of music, and I hope I'm giving you the chance to listen to the music itself, to the underlying structure, which in this case is the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord, a wonderfully complicated-sounding technical term for this very deeply embedded strand of musical DNA. Musicians will understand if I describe the sequence as 1-7-6-5. If you want to find it on the piano, start on an A, go down to a G, to an F, and to an E, and that kind of brings you back to the A. That's the sequence to listen for, and it's going to pop up all over the place in this next suite of music here on Spinning on Air. La, 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 la.
Troubled times, cycle of life is here to see in all its fine simplicity, but the way we live it seems to be something very weird to me, and I cry out. Pettiness, like ladies' chatter, it seems to complicate the matter. I grit my teeth, my senses shatter as nothing much makes me madder, and I leap out.
Back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Would you have guessed that all these different pieces of music have something in common? Something substantial, something fundamental to the structure of the music. It's the sequence of four notes that you've been hearing again and again that is in the accompaniment of each of these pieces. In that suite, we heard from The Ventures, Lalo Gori, Herman Stein, Hans Reichel, Matty Bai, Carl Orff, Mozart, Chuck Willis, Green Day, Hall & Oates, The Grassroots, Shakira, Jerry Jeff Walker, Beethoven. The opening bars of the Moonlight Sonata include this sequence, for crying out loud. And we also heard Pete Seeger, Henry Mancini, The Lovin' Spoonful, and Jeff Gibbs. As I mentioned before, I'm putting a playlist for tonight's show with all the specifics on the show page at wnyc.org. You can go to the homepage there and use the show's menu to select Spinning on Air and look for the show on the most used musical sequence. That's what we're investigating tonight on the program. And as you're listening, I imagine that you're probably learning to recognize this sequence of notes, the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord or Andalusian cadence. It goes by various names. And if you're thinking, oh yeah, there's this other song that uses that too, you're probably right, since I think hundreds of songs use it, and tonight I'm presenting excerpts from just a little over 50 pieces. So please, if you can think of more, add to the list. Please do that in the comments on the show page at wnyc.org. I've been keeping a growing list of these songs for years now, and I also want to thank Carl Sturken and his friend Andy Basford, who contributed some great, useful ideas to the show, and also Sport Murphy and Rob Schwimmer pointed out some important examples. Plus, I recently found there's a Wikipedia page for the Andalusian cadence, and I'll provide a link to that on the page for tonight's show at wnyc.org. I have still more surprises coming up for you. a wide variety of music that's all based on the same fundamental chord sequence. A famous Christmas song, a beloved hit from the 60s, music by David Bowie, NSYNC, and more. So just stay tuned here at 93.9 FM WNYC and WNYC.org. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. Let's hear another suite that features this musical zelig, this sequence of four notes that shows up again and again throughout hundreds of years of musical history. La, 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 la.
Everything you somewhere quiet and slip away and live on a diet of love and kisses all day. Slip away, slip away.
One meatball, four notes. All of those songs use the same four-note sequence as the basic musical substance that underlies them. It's a sequence that seems to be buried deeply in the human psyche, certainly is a powerful force in music history. It's known as the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord and also as the Andalusian cadence, and we'll look into those Andalusian roots in just a moment. Let me tell you the performers we just heard from. As I've mentioned before, I'm putting a detailed playlist on our website on the page for tonight's Spinning on Air at wnyc.org. But just to run through our performers, it was the 101 Strings Orchestra, The Turtles, Ennio Morricone, David Bowie, Ennio Morricone again, Kila Payoon, Johnny Dankworth and Cleo Lane, NSYNC, and Dave Van Ronk. I'm pretty sure you could make a case for finding this music throughout the world. On tonight's program, I am emphasizing Western music. I'm aware of that. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if this sequence turns up in music throughout the world. I've heard it in some Arabic music. I'm sure there's a lot more to learn. And if you know some music in which this sequence appears, I want to know about it. You can share the specifics in the comments section on that page for this show at WNYC.org. But maybe the song you're thinking of is still to come. I've got another suite that includes music by Bob Dylan, Michael Jackson, The Supremes, The Beatles, and more. So why is this ubiquitous musical sequence sometimes known as the Andalusian cadence? Well, a cadence is a sequence of chords, and Andalusia is part of Spain. It's the southern part of Spain, the one that has the tip that includes Gibraltar, just 7 miles away from Morocco in Africa. Does this musical sequence really originate in Andalusia? I don't think anyone really knows, but it is commonly heard there. Yep, this sequence is one of the sort of basic musical building blocks of flamenco. We're hearing Paco de Lucia, an Andalusian flamenco guitarist, performing a piece that obviously makes use of this same sequence that we've heard in Beethoven and Mozart and the Beach Boys, Rihanna, and all the others. But I don't know if you can really identify a specific geographical point of origin of this music. It does seem, as I mentioned before, to be way down deep in the collective unconscious of humanity. It's being discovered and elaborated on again and again by musician after musician. Here's another suite full of connections and surprises and full of the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord. La, 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 la.
Straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. But I don't sense affection, no gratitude or love. Your loyalty is not to me, but to the stars above.
One more cup of coffee for the road.
One more cup of coffee.
Are you okay, Benny? Are you okay? Will you tell us that you're okay? Now, tell us. back again. 'Cause I told you once before goodbye, but I came back again.
I thought it'd be nice to let the early 1600s have the last word on our program full of music based on the Andalusian cadence. In that set, We heard Bob Dylan, Michael Jackson, Maury Laws, Motley Crue, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Joe Meek and the Blue Men, Dick Dale, the Beatles, and Claudio Monteverdi. I'm David Garland. Find the playlist for tonight's show at wnyc.org. Use the show's menu to select Spinning on Air. Look for the world's most used musical sequence. And if you know any more pieces that use this diatonic Phrygian tetrachord, let us know in the comments section on that page. We've heard so much of this sequence that we're probably going to start imagining that we're hearing it everywhere.
I can stand the sight of worms and look at microscopic germs, but Technicolor pachyderms is really too much for me.
I am not the type to faint when things are odd or things are quaint, but seeing things you know that ain't can certainly give you an awful fright. What a sight!
Chase them away! Chase them away! I'm afraid, need your aid, pink elephants on parade!
Pink elephants!
Pink elephants!